A gruesome story leads off our newscast.
Milwaukee police found body parts in a Northside apartment, and now they wonder if they've uncovered some kind of death factory.
At least 30 people have been found dead at a hotel.
Police found parts of bodies, leading them to believe the man they arrested is a mass murderer.
C-O-Z-O.
Oh my God!
And welcome, everybody, to another episode of Lobotomized. I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Amanda.
And yes, welcome back, Amanda.
Oh,
good
thank
to have
you.
Welcome back.
Good
happy
to have you
to
back
be
on
here.
Mark. Sorry you missed the gem that was Bad Moon. But
did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
I listened to probably the first like 15 minutes and then I got to work.
Did you watch the movie though?
What? No, I didn't because I
you gotta watch the movie.
Yeah, you should watch the movie. Yeah.
The movie's great.
Yeah, watch the movie and then listen.
I usually watch it. Like if it's a movie, I usually watch it the night before so it's fresh in my head and like that caught me, you know. I knew I wasn't gonna be able to do it like the night before, so
don't feel bad though, because I still haven't had the chance to watch Terror Train, the one that I missed that one.
Oh really? Oh my god.
The holidays.
That's a great one.
Well, I mean you know, we're not too close, but I mean, it is a New Year's movie, so like I would say just hold off and watch it on New Year's.
Shit. You know what that just reminds me of? We didn't do a Christmas in July.
We did. Son of a bitch.
Oh, damn it.
It's all right. Yes, it is August now. So, yeah. So anyway, sorry. We're kind of deflecting because I feel like this is this is a big one.
This is a weird one.
Yeah. To this one.
Yeah, this is a big one that we're getting into. So tonight we're talking about the what do you want? Hollow, inner, what? Which one?
Okay, so a lot of people know Hollow Earth, but to me, Hollow Earth sounds really silly. Like, I don't know. I would rather call it Inner Earth.
Okay.
But people know Hollow Earth.
I mean, Inner Earth is more, like, sounds more accurate.
It makes more sense from the subject matter that, you know,
we've seen
the believers, you know, what they call the Hollow Earth. Earth within an Earth, pretty much.
Yeah.
I think Inner Earth sounds better.
Yeah, Inner Earth does sound better.
Because, like, when I first, before I would have researched this, and when I heard of Hollow Earth, like, years ago, to me, I'm like, this sounds stupid. Like, because when I think of something hollow, I think of, like,
you think empty.
Empty. Yeah. And just like,
that's
you know.
What fucking hollow means.
Yeah, exactly.
You stupid conspiracy. Yeah.
Exactly. So I prefer Inner Earth.
Yeah, you conspiracy guys, you're already kicking yourself in the balls, like right off the bat. The hollow Earth. Okay, so Earth's empty. No, there's cities and stuff. It's like, okay, guys, something can't be hollow and have space in it. Like it needs negative space to be fucking hollow. So, yeah, I'm kind of on board with you with the whole Inner Earth thing.
So let's call it Inner Earth. That sounds way better.
Yeah,
more accurate. More believable.
Exactly. It gives it more credibility instead of sounding like a fairy tale. But, yeah, so what is the whole Inner Earth thing, you might be wondering? Well, this is what it is. So, basically, there's a conspiracy theory that believes that there are, that the Earth, that like the Earth's core isn't what we've been told it is. Like basically there's entrances to get inside, and inside there are civilizations and advanced beings and, excuse me, but yeah, just like all kinds of crazy shit like that. Like we'll get to them, but homeboy saw a fucking woolly mammoth. Like in that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like if we'll get to his whole thing, but like, yeah, like he saw a woolly mammoth walking around and was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. But yeah, it's this belief that there's these civilizations that live within the Earth, with basically the entrances and the exits being at the North and South Poles.
Yeah. And I heard also like some entrances around like mountains. And possibly, you know, other hot spots around the Earth, you know, but main, like, two big ones, North and South Pole.
So kind of like, you know, kind of like how Cerberus, you know, he guards the gates of hell, I guess, at the North Pole, it's guarded by Santa Claus. And then the South Pole, guess what? It's guarded by the fucking government. So, big surprise there. But yeah, also, there's people claim that there's certain, like, unusual atmospheric phenomena that occurs there. So that's another thing that, like, basically, like, things being, like, places that should be freezing being warmer, like, that kind of thing. You know, there's a lot of those, so people cite that as, like, oh, somebody fucking lives there. So.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you live there? I mean, why, I mean, if there's, like, there's got to be, like, if there's a temperate climate or if there's a climate difference, like, what makes you think there's not something there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking, like,
even animals or thing, you know, anything. Yeah. Like,
if we're talking a constant, like, where the hottest it gets at noon is, like, 76 degrees, like, every single day, and the coolest it gets is, like, 70, like,
sign me up.
That's pretty awesome. Like, yeah, I will fucking live there. Like, that would be fantastic. But yeah, there, I mean, there's also, you know, even besides that, there's, you know, belief systems around the world that believe in interior cities, basically, like that kind of thing. So, you know, with like the Buddhist there, it's one of them. They have one that we'll get into later. It's called Agartha. Like that's their inner earth city, paradise type place. You know, I mean, the Hopi have legends that have to do with inner earth, you know, civilizations as well and stuff like that. And then, I mean, we actually supposedly might have some actual accounts from people who were able to gain access to it from researching. But I mean, that's the thing too. It's like Antarctica is like one of those places, like you can't go there. It's like, well, why can't I fucking go there?
Why can't I go?
Like, yeah.
Like, honestly, why? Who owns it?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, nobody fucking owns it. Why?
It's like the moon.
Yeah.
You know, if you could fly, if you built a,
if you can get there,
could get to the moon, like who's going to stop you?
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking weird. But so some of the one of the earliest proponents of this was actually Edmund Halley, who now he also discovered that comet that comes around every.
Oh, the Halley's Comet?
Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Same dude. So, yeah. I guess he just didn't look out at the stars. He also, you know, looked down at the Earth, too. So, but yeah, just kind of theorized that. Yeah, that it was more empty than full, I suppose.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder, like, how, like, looking up into the skies, stars and stuff, like, led him to come up with this theory of, like, all these, like, a Russian doll, like, rotating spheres inside of each other. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It's just crazy. I'm just, sure, he's a smarter person than me, obviously, but I'm just... How's that connect? I don't know. I was just kind of like surprised by that.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to keep in mind, though, this is like 1656. This is when he was born. So, yeah. Like, you know, as long as you're not like fucking the cows, like you're a genius. I imagine like back then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think the bar is that high, is all I'm saying. Like, but yeah, there was also a story called Mundus Subterraneus that was Athanasius Kirchner's like story that he wrote in 1665. That basically imagined that the interior of the earth was a bunch of like rivers and, you know, channels and stuff like that. So, like, I've heard another story while looking at this stuff that supposedly there's an ocean in the interior earth that's bigger than all the oceans that we know about on the outside.
Yeah, so, I read that.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing, which I don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, because like it's smaller on the inside. It's a
smaller area, yeah.
It's a smaller area that gets taken up and like the oceans cover the whole world pretty much. Like,
yeah, but the oceans are only like at its deepest. I think the Mariana Trench is like 7 miles deep.
That's fucking insane, though.
Which is crazy, yeah. but like the diameter of the earth, like, I mean, I think a good, I mean, like I said, like the, it seems like 7 miles is really deep to us, but if you just think of it in perspective of the Earth as a whole.
Yeah.
Like you know.
What is it? God damn it. I should have paid attention in fucking science class. What's the circumference of the Earth again? What is it, like 16,000 miles or something like that?
Is it 12?
Or 12?
Hold on a second. I can find 12? This out real quick.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hold check that out for a second.
Earth circumference?
Yeah, yeah. Just look up the circumference of the Earth. Just out of curiosity. You know? But yeah. So, John Cleve Sims Jr., who was... he was an American Army officer. He was all about the idea of a, you know, inner okay. Earth.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. So the circumference is 24,000.
24?
So halfway, like, nice. But from pole to pole.
Yeah, from pole to pole, so it'd be 12. All right. I was pretty damn close, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah. I was pretty close.
You're on
with what did I say, like 26 or something like that?
I thought you said 16.
Or, 22 or 16.
I don't know what you said.
I don't know. I said a couple numbers, and one of them was probably close. So don't at me and be like, you fucking said, shut the fuck up. But
no, I'll just tell you your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrong.
Oh, God. But yeah, so there, I mean, so there's a bunch of guys that were, you know, kind of using it as like a plot device for, you know, stories and things like that.
Yeah.
Which
is yeah, weird.
Which I is mean, cool.
He's not like, totally far off because there is like underwater lakes and stuff.
Oh,
like,
totally, dude. I mean, well, and caverns and cave systems. Yeah. Like, there's that one, there's that crazy cave in Vietnam that like goes so deep and everything. Like, it has its own climate. Like, it has its own yeah. separate climate from outside. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And probably in species of insects and whatnot that only exist in that one cave.
Yeah, probably.
Like, arachnophobia.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
So I found just on Google, I was trying to get my words right. But at least on like Google, they say, yes, there's evidence of a massive, quote, ocean deep inside the Earth, but it's not liquid water in the traditional sense. It's water what? Trapped within the crystalline structure of a mineral called ringwoodite. Located in the Earth's mantle, hundreds of miles beneath the surface.
Okay.
This reservoir is estimated to hold 3 times the volume of all the Earth's surface oceans combined. So,
holy
you
shit.
Know, I don't know. This ringwoodite is a mineral says whatever. It's a common mineral in the Earth's mantle. And it has the unique ability to incorporate water molecules into it. So, whatever. A lot of sciencey stuff, but...
So, is that how they make paper towels? And sponges? Is it made out of that shit?
I don't think we have read that correctly, Ben. I don't think we're thinking... Okay. I don't think that's how it works.
Because I went to paper towels.
Way over my head.
Yeah. That's insane, though, that it supposedly contains 3 times, you know, the volume. I mean, I guess if it's stored in something, it can spread out more. I don't know. I don't know why yeah. I'm trying to it's justify like, this.
Yeah.
But
is there up or down, or is gravity work the same way?
I don't know, man. I never tried digging to China. So remember when that was a stupid thing back in the day, back yeah. in like the 90s?
Dude, that was awesome.
Everybody was always like joking about digging to China for some reason.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
What are kids probably aren't even digging to China anymore.
I don't think so. I haven't heard that in forever.
Yeah, neither have I.
Where's the fun? They're not fun anymore.
I was a kid though too, and we weren't even like friends as like young kids.
Yeah,
when it was fun to try to dig to China.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we would just dig holes back in the day for no reason.
That's almost like a small version of like the ancient stuff we might see of like how certain groups of people knew certain things all over the world. Yet, like, how did they know that without somehow communicating in yeah. some way, like halfway across the freaking world.
Yeah.
Now you were only like a half a mile away from me, yet I did not know you, yet we still both knew we wanted to dig to China.
Well, yeah, we're both like, on the same mission, yes. Yeah.
Who is right directly below me, like 12,000 miles yeah. away?
I don't actually think it's China. I think it's more like Australia. Like directly from us.
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I suppose.
I'm pretty sure, but.
I mean, either one would be interesting to go to.
Sure. I'll go to either one. Pandas or kangaroos.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you want? What creature are you looking for?
You might find some weird ass creatures along the way if you get into inner earth, though.
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I just Googled it.
Oh, Jesus.
I said, if you dug a hole straight through earth from Cleveland, you would emerge in the Indian Ocean. Between Australia and Africa.
Ah, that sucks.
I'm so excited that I could just Google. I said,
nice.
Who's directly under Cleveland if we dug a hole?
That's insane.
Hey, ChatGPT, what's up?
Oh, my God, that's Christ. Hilarious.
Oh, man. Okay, so so also with this, like, of course, this is one of those big Nazi conspiracies as well. With the inner earth, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get too much into this, so Antarctica, I'm curious.
Like, I mean, it's like not really too much. It's just like rumors that, you know, the Nazis had bases at Antarctica and like blah, blah, blah. It's like
they were obsessed.
Hitler was obsessed with like magical and like cult fantastical and, like, cult shit.
Ancient like secrets.
And yeah. But at the same time, they didn't find anything. You know how I know that they didn't find anything? Because they lost the fucking war. Like, if they would have found, like, some of this crazy shit,
unless
like...
they found this under Earth and they were kind of like, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck this war and fuck this place.
Maybe Inner Earth was like, dude, we hate Hitler. We want him to lose. So we're not going to give him any, you know, whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I will say, too, like, I mean, this is, like, you know... common thing, but like when we talk about Admiral Byrd and him going in and seeing the guys with the swastikas and stuff like that, like the swastika was around way before, like Hitler didn't invent the swastika.
It was used
by dozens of other cultures beforehand. It's just he was kind of a dick about it and like made it kind of bad, you know.
True. It's still kind of weird, though.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, like he didn't invent that shit.
It's like an old. It's a like a old.
He just made it
Buddhist
horrible.
Thing that means
yeah,
peace,
exactly.
Actually, he just
yeah yeah he just perverted the, it yeah the, which the, is what you do
the meaning oh, of that sucks. Symbol completely
mm-hmm. Yeah
no. Ruined it.
Yeah, he wasn't just stupid and trying to draw a four, you know, like But yeah, and also, I mean, like, as far as the theory of it, too, like, I mean, like I said, you got people writing, you know, stories about it, using it as a plot device for that stuff. And I mean, even up to modern times, too, like, it's still used as a plot device for certain things. So that's kind of one of the reasons why it's persisted as long as it has.
Yeah, it was in, like, the, did you watch that new Kong and Godzilla one? Where, like.
No, but I heard about it.
They got a pull.
I heard that they
got a pull. They go into like inner earth, basically. That's what they go into, and Kong just lives there. Like,
yeah, that's
thriving,
where they live. Yeah,
and they kind of recruit him to come up and kick Godzilla's ass. Yeah. Pretty sweet.
So they like sit down and negotiate with a giant monkey.
I forgot how they get him. I think
is
they,
it like
I
sign language like or something like or that? Something.
Probably some humans. So they probably did something horrible to take him away from his like sanctuary.
Yeah, and his family just leaving all them behind and everything. So and
you gotta fuck up this lizard for us.
Yeah.
I didn't sign for this!
If you fuck him up, we'll take you back. It'll be fine. God, fucking people, man. So people are the worst. All right. So you guys ready to get into Admiral Byrd?
Yes, I'd love to get into this. Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk about this guy, because this guy is big with the whole inner earth thing. So, Admiral Richard Byrd, he was born in 1988, died in 1957. 1888.
Oh my God, we're the same age!
Yeah, I know, right? No, 1888. Yep, that's what I own. Damn, that Mike Tyson dude, Jesus Christ. Nobody's going to know what that means. But yeah, Byrd was the first man who was credited with flying over the North Pole, and he did that in 1926.
Did we establish he was a naval officer?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Highly decorated by the end of it.
Polar explorer as well, pioneering, you know, aviator, you know. And yeah, in... 1928 to 29, he led the first Antarctic aviation expedition. And in November of 29, he successfully flew over the South Pole and back, which was a huge milestone in polar exploration.
Well, especially in 1929.
That's pretty ridiculous. Huge. Yeah, that's ridiculous. So yeah, for doing all this stuff, he was promoted to Rear Admiral by a special act of Congress, and it making him the youngest U.S. Navy admiral at that time. So yeah, this dude's legit, 100%. Basically, he, what we got here? I guess we could just kind of just jump into fucking high jump, so to speak.
This is where the
Operation High Jump.
He experiences weirdness.
Yeah, this is his weirdness here. But yeah, so basically, Operation High Jump was a expedition to Antarctica that took place from 1946 to 47. Admiral Byrd was basically put in charge of that and running the operation. Supposedly the primary objectives were to train military personnel and to test equipment. Like that was the on paper purpose of the mission.
It seems a little crazy when you see how many freaking people were here. 4,700 personnel, 70 ships, and 33 aircraft.
Yeah,
there's a lot. That's a lot for just like testing shit.
Yeah. Couldn't you just bring a couple ships?
Yeah,
I mean 70 ships.
Especially
you have to test 70 ships.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like, well, we want to know what happens when it's cold. It's like,
okay.
That ship probably is going to perform the same as the other one, and that one is. Like the other one.
Yeah, exactly. If one of them fucks up, most of them are probably going to fuck up.
But yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think, at least.
But yeah, so that was basically the whole point of this. But yeah, of course, they ran into extremely severe weather. The flying conditions were not great because, you know, it's fucking Antarctica.
Well, and the ocean.
And the ocean as well.
The ocean right around Antarctica, especially under. It's this, like the South Ocean or whatever it's called, but like especially right under, like from the tip of South America to Australia or to Antarctica, there's like that whole just Southern Ocean right there, and I mean surrounding the whole thing. But I remember like specifically somebody talking about between like you know the bottom of South America and Antarctica, like those.
It's the most dangerous in the world. I forget what that's called.
The Southern Ocean, just completely around Antarctica.
I forget. But yeah. No, it's nasty. I read a book about a shipwreck that happened to be in those waters.
Ugh.
That's insane.
But, yeah, real bad.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's fucking rough.
That's basically why they made the Panama Canal, is because it's like impossible to go.
Oh, just to have to go all the way around the freaking continent. A
shitload of time too, but that water's so dangerous that it's not even worth it.
I mean, even if you're sticking close to the coast, like it's still
that's even worse.
Yeah.
You'll just get pulled into the cliff and shit.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, during the expedition, there were several accidents as well. I guess there was a Martin PBM-5 plane crash on December 30th, which resulted in some fatalities. So people actually died during this operation, too.
They're testing it. Oh, it's research.
Yeah. It's like, oh, if I crash the plane, everybody dies. All right. Mark that down. So,
hey, go out in that storm right now and see how that plane works.
Yeah.
Sir,
how deep can
get
you
get in the fucking plane right now?
All right, go outside. I want you to tell me how deep you can pee into the snow. Yeah. So
take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Hurts, don't it?
Yeah, it sucks. All right, write it down in your notes. Good soldier. Oh, man. But yeah, during one of the times out, though, Admiral Byrd had a really, really fucking weird experience while he was flying around one day there.
I mean, it says a lot for an admiral, I guess, especially now knowing how high that rank is to come out and say this shit. But, yeah, man, what happened here?
Yeah. So basically, he's flying along.
He's flying along.
And yeah, he's flying his plane. And he described, I guess he had heard about an entrance to the center of the Earth through the South Pole.
You know? Oh, he had heard about it?
So I get, sorry. Like, this is what he came upon. Sorry, oh,
I
was my bad.
Like, whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So basically, he was flying and he basically saw an entrance that go into the Earth. So he flew into there.
That blows my mind.
And
by the way,
that's ridiculous. He's just like, okay, yeah, I'm going to fucking fly
into a hole. Yeah.
Like,
unbelievable. My one thing I read was that, like, it kind of like shifted my perspective on it. Is it, he didn't realize that he was going into it. One thing that I read, I mean, we're not reading his actual diaries, so I'm not sure, but like the way I understood it was that maybe he did it without realizing, like he was just following like the path, you know, and like the hole was there, and maybe like without even realizing it, like,
I don't know how the
instruments, we'll find out later,
yeah,
would have just been going bonkers.
Yeah, that is true.
They do. And I mean, at the same point, like if it's like a storm, which I just always imagine Antarctica is like a constant chronic storm. Yeah. So like, you're not going to be able to see very well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that.
But it's probably not a chronic storm. That's just what I feel.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, things have to calm down eventually, for a little bit, maybe. Yeah. But I don't know. I just imagine it always sucks to the max there. Yeah.
Basing this up, most of my knowledge of it off the thing.
Yeah, exactly. And like, it looked like it sucked. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's my knowledge of Antarctica, as well, is the thing. So. But yeah, so he flew in there and he just was kind of met with a really confusing sight. It was basically like just a lush, like green environment once he flew in there in Antarctica.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any fucking sense. But yeah, so he's flying there and he kind of just kept going. And I guess he said it like at one point. His plane got taken over.
Yes. Basically. I remember him saying like, hey, you know, my, like his gauges and stuff like weren't working yet. Still his plane was flying fine.
Mm.
Like it was, he said it was just a really strange thing.
Yeah.
Where it was almost like something else had taken over his plane, but he wasn't crashing. But his stuff was not working.
Yeah. It was like autopilot almost. But
yeah. You know,
but
that would scare the shit out of me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Can you imagine if all of a sudden your car just like starts doing that? Like even just my car doing something like that.
I feel like I'm kidnapped.
Tucking in
rolling. Hijacked. Like, what are you taking me?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if you're in a plane, there's nothing you can fucking do about it.
Not really. I mean, you don't want to jump out, but. But yeah, it was at this point when we were talking earlier where he saw the woolly mammoth.
Yeah, he looked down and saw,
he's just
like,
looking down
like,
and
like barging through the jungle, and he's like, "Is that a fucking woolly mammoth?"
Yeah,
like, what the fuck is that?
You know something's fucked.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, it's not like you're gonna be like, "Oh, I think that's a woolly mammoth." It's a woolly mammoth.
It's a woolly mammoth.
Okay,
yeah.
It's an.
There's no elephant down in Antarctica.
Hairy elephant. Is it a hairy elephant?
Then with giant tusks.
Yeah, that's a woolly mammoth.
On fucking Antarctica.
Yeah,
yeah. In a jungle. In Antarctica.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Like he would just be completely insane if coming back from this trip. He'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, dude, did you just smoke some DMT? Like, is that all you did?
Did, like, you guys hear, like, I saw something like he saw pterodactyls. Like flying dinosaurs too.
I heard that, but that's not to say that's not true. I didn't read it though.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw the crazy shit like that.
I mean, all of this is crazy shit. So who knows?
Yeah. So he kept flying, and I guess he came upon a. It was described as like a shimmering rainbow city that was made out of crystal, which sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, like, I mean, that sounds like where you go when you die.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying.
It does sound like the Danny and Brinkley thing.
Yes. Yeah,
it really does.
It does.
Especially when he brings up Master. Like, we'll see.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Like, yes, it's weird.
It just sounds like that's where you go when you die. I don't know.
Yeah. And also, while he was flying through as well, apparently there was a couple of disc-shaped vehicles that were around him too, that were kind of like bringing him in.
Flying saucers.
There's flying saucers. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they were kind of bringing him in. Yeah, I think they said that this was the stuff that had the swastikas on it.
Yes.
Which.
Oh.
At that point, I'm going, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because this is like 49 or something like that.
Oh yeah. But you know, like,
no, sorry, 46. Yeah, this is 46. This is right after that shit was done. And all of a sudden, you fly into the center of the earth, and there's a bunch of flying saucers with swastikas on them. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Oh, dude. As an American, I didn't read the swastika thing.
Yeah. It was at least one of the sources
I
looked
at. One of the things I saw, yeah. There were swastikas
like you
around.
Like, we immediately associated with Nazis, but like, well, it's that old Buddhist symbol for peace, you know.
So it is.
Like, which is it? Like,
yeah,
did
exactly.
Nazis really get in there first and like make a setup inside this crystal city, or is that just some old ancient alien shit?
So this is I'm just kind of like Googling this as we go. So they say the swastika, the symbol itself, is they have like a lot. It's a thousands of year old symbol.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been around forever.
You know, it says it's served, obviously, in the past. It served as a religious and good luck symbol for many different people. But then it was totally, like, you know, ruined when the Nazis used it.
Yeah.
So at one point it was, you know, it was a good symbol until, you know, until the Germans ruined it for everybody.
Or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like how I used to be able to like rainbows. So
I love rainbows. Yeah, I love rainbows.
Yeah, they're fine.
And there was a.
I don't know, everybody's gonna like make accusations if I'm like, look at the pretty rainbow. Like, I don't know, it sucks. But yeah, so they basically, you know, guided him to the ground. And this is where he had an encounter with a being who he referred to as the Master.
Yes, and that was, like I said, that brought me back to, because isn't that what Dan and Brinkley, is that what he said? They called him a man. Like, I forget.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Did they use the word Master?
I think it was used.
Okay.
But either way, that's what it reminded me of. And so when I think of this, like, Crystal City, I'm like, holy fuck. Like, this is, I don't know, man.
Yeah, did he just, like, fly into, like... Because even Danny and Brinkley didn't describe it as... Like, he didn't describe it himself as being in heaven or hell. It was just this crystal city of light. So...
Yeah. So this is, I don't know, to me, it's just very similar
to this.
A weird connection there. From what he's saying to what all this... But Danny and Brinkley was never talking about, like, any hollow inner earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just strange.
So, Bird starts talking to this Master guy and everything, and the master's kind of telling him, and what's kind of weird is, like, I've heard this elsewhere as well, like, this thing, but he's basically giving him the, hey, you guys need to get your shit together and stop trying to fucking kill each other. Like, this was 1946, too, and especially he was talking about the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. He's like, you guys have split the atom. You can now kill all of yourselves.
And us as well. You know, because so, they live there.
Yeah. So we need you to chill the fuck out and stop doing the bullshit. So more or less. And like, I've heard this from people who were like supposedly abducted by aliens and have talked to like aliens and shit too. Like they've said the same thing. And even if you look at, you know, all the reports of flying saucers and stuff like that, it was right after they got the atomic bomb when that shit skyrocketed.
Yeah. And there was a lot of UFO sightings around nuclear like areas where they were like making these.
That's commonly reported too around them.
I mean, if you think about it, if there is, you know, these beings or whatever, I mean, if you knew, say if we were them, okay? Say if we lived in inner Earth or we knew that inner Earth, like, dude, what they could kill the planet. Like, that would kill us. Like, wouldn't you want to talk to them? Like, hey, you guys are fucking, like, stop it. Stop doing what you're doing because you're going to kill all of us.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. You know? I mean, we are definitely the inferior species in this. We're the dumber species.
It sounds like it.
We're the
ones trying to make shit to kill ourselves.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I did hear that in this, like, these beings or whoever that they were like thousands of years ahead of us. Like thousands of years.
Yeah. The whole like advanced ancient civilization, like it was basically them. Like, I think a lot of the theories they used to live on the surface, but then moved into the earth when. Yeah. That catastrophic thing happened.
Yeah.
Like they learned to harness to even just make that flying saucer, like all, like somehow the earth energy, you know, and not have to use like, you know, gasoline or nuclear shit. Like somehow they're like vibrating with just the whole vibration of the earth, I guess. I'm not sure how to say that.
But they're just vibing with that, dude.
They're just vibing with it.
Vibing along, vibing along.
Yeah, and it's hard for me to explain that. But
yeah. It's hard for me to explain all this shit.
All of this shit, yeah.
Like, I don't know, this one hurt my brain, like, a lot. Honestly, it really did.
Mm-hmm.
Full disclosure.
That's why I love it.
I know, right?
There's just so much to just, like, you know.
Yeah.
Go through.
But yeah, and I also, I saw something as well where the master told him that he was able to, like, look into his, you know, soul, pretty much, and knew that Bird was a good person, which is why he brought him in to tell him this, to deliver the message to everybody else. I think fucking very highly of him as well.
Yeah.
Like, it makes sense. But yeah, that was just like one other thing. Like, apparently they had the ability to like look into the hearts of people, you know, mm-hmm. and be like, okay, yeah, you're cool, you're a douchebag, you know, and just kind of figure that out.
The one thing I was thinking about, okay, so, you know, he's communicating with him, therefore they know English, right? Or at least that that brings me to two different things. So A, the government already knows about them, you know, and just, you know, before Bird, before, like, they're already communicating, because how would you, you know, speak our language? Or if you go back to, like, other podcasts that we've done, like the alien kind of, not invasion, but like what's the word?
Abduction.
Abduction.
The abductions.
So, you know, they were like, yeah, well, they were talking to me, but it was through my mind, and I was able to understand them. So it's like, okay, has the government, you know, has the American government or English speaking, whoever that may be, government, you know, already know about these people, or are they just so advanced that they're able to talk with us no matter what language we are? Like, because maybe whether it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could very well do that with telepathy as well. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. With like telepathy, since they're thousands of years ahead of us.
Yeah. Then you wouldn't need to know English.
Like the Danian Brinkley, he described it that way too. You know, after he got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's crazy. This whole subject really just ties any weird thing I feel can somehow be connected.
Yes, I agree. I agree. That's why I almost had, like, since I mentioned I wanted to do this one, and as I was going through it, I was like, oh my God, this, like, ties in, like, everything ever imaginable. Truly, like,
the endless pit of anything that you want. It's the Mel's hole of fucking.
Yeah, dude.
You could even talk about, what was I going to say? The secret societies, like Masons. Like, who are these powers that be that, like, they know about this? Like, when Bird came back and was told not to talk about this expedition.
Yeah. Oh, did we get to that part yet?
We're pretty much right there, yeah.
When he got back, like, there's already people there that are like, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to see that. All of this is classified, you know.
Yeah. I had heard it came, like, as high as from the president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when he was for the gag order. Like, it was actually Truman who was like, he needs to quiet down about that.
Yeah. So, like, how do they already know who told them? How long has anyone known that there was, you know, these access points? It's just crazy.
Well, he basically, because when he got back, like, I mean, he was, you know, ready to fucking tell everybody. You know, I was like, oh, dude, like, the master said I was supposed to. Todd, I don't like the name the master. It's like, I don't know. It's just like super, like, uppity. You know, like,
I know. It's just sounds I know, like, I'm superior.
Than yeah, you. Like, it's like, sounds like me. You know, it's like, it's just so, like, I don't know. I don't like it.
The master told us that we were supposed to stop fucking with those nukes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the master says that we're not supposed to eat Thin Mints. So, sorry, that episode of It's Always Sunny, where Dennis makes the whole fucking thing. Yeah.
Master.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. That blanket wanted to fuck him.
Yeah. So.
There was a part that when they let him leave that I wanted to talk about, because didn't they, like, when he left, they said, like, they had controls of his plane, and then they told him, like, hey, in a little bit, like, we'll, you know, you'll feel like the controls will go back to you. But I think to get out of there.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
To get out of there, they had control of his plane. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, like, once he got to a certain point, you know, he was allowed to, you know, he regained control of his plane.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, that's nuts.
And the thing is, like, the reason why I believe things like this, that guy had zero reason. That guy is already at the top of his career, okay?
Yeah.
That guy had no reason to make this stuff up.
I mean, that's a good point.
He has, like, no reason to.
The only way he could go is down at
There's
this point.
No reason to make up something like this. Like,
yeah.
I mean, to the detail, like, to the details that people, you know, talk about this stuff. Like, I mean, it's incredible. And the fact that he was like, yeah, it just kind of took over. I don't know. My stuff wasn't working, but I wasn't crashing. So I don't know. Like, it just really, I don't know, man. Like, I believe this. I totally believe this guy. He had no reason to lie about any of that. None of it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's true. It really
like
is.
Like I said, he's not trying to get social media likes. Social media is not going to be made for, 100 years?
But he must have believed in it so, you know, feverishly that he wanted to, you know, tell everyone. But they told him he couldn't.
But also, where, and this is just something that I didn't see, where is the rest of his people right now? Like, where is...
Like, his co-pilot and stuff like that?
Or just, like, yeah, like, where is it? Where is everybody? Yeah, like,
was it only him that flew this?
No, he had...
He had other planes in the group.
Did he have other planes?
I don't remember if any other planes, but he had to have at least had a co-pilot.
I know. And I don't know, because we talk so much about just him.
Yeah.
You know, maybe because...
I'm
curious about everybody else.
I don't think there were any other planes with him. I think it was just them two. Just doing something, like a routine thing. I don't know.
So he did have a co-pilot?
I'm sure he did. He had to have.
Or maybe, like,
I mean, not if it's just like a smaller plane. Yeah,
most of this is, but like, maybe, what if like the master, the people from the inside, like only sucked his plane into it, and like he didn't realize, until like he went into that world. But who knows, man? Yeah. So like the other planes just like bypassed it and like went along with the mission.
I
don't
think
so.
I think it was just them. Because I mean, the thing is like this whole account is from like supposedly his secret diary, you know, but he had an actual diary as well. And I guess a lot of it was because it was so loud in the cockpit, him and his co-pilot would like write notes to each other and forth. So like he could like just write it and hand it to him, like bearing, you know, like 48 degrees, you know, northwest, like, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, so they could communicate with each other because it was so loud in the cockpit. And like a lot of his found diary was that kind of stuff. So I'm sure he had a co-pilot with him when he was flying. Yeah, I do. What happened to that guy? No idea. But yeah, that's kind of the way it goes. So, we were kind of talking about stuff a little bit earlier as well, though. But Amanda, he's not the only one to have a crazy, I went into the Earth or saw something crazy experience. Like, there has been other people involved in the military who have come forward, you know, as like whistleblowers. So,
yeah. So I like there was one story that really caught my attention a lot. And the guy wanted to he was a military guy, but of course he wanted to stay completely anonymous. Like there was a couple stories, but like this one guy, he would do a lot of flights across Antarctica for just various reasons. And one of the flights, there was an emergency, like on the other side of either the other side of the continent or just very far away. I think it was like on the Australian base. And so he was going across he was flying a plane across Antarctica, and he was given specific orders to, hey, you're not allowed to go over. There's a no fly zone here. You're going to have to divert. And the guy was like, fuck this. Like, there's a person's life on the line because it was a medical emergency that he needed to, you know, tend to in order to transport the person back. Mm. So he was like, screw this. And he went right over the no-fly zone because he didn't care. And then as he went over the no-fly zone, he sees this giant hole in the ground. In the Antarctic ground, and it was almost like it sloped, so the ground sloped like into a giant hole. I saw two different videos of it. Somebody said it was like as big as like a football field, but one of them said it was maybe like 200 feet, so it's probably hard to see from, you know, up on the plane.
Yeah, from the plane is I could see,
you know,
like
whatever,
be hard to do.
Perspective could be a little tough,
but either way, it's a giant just hole.
It's a big ass hole that is weird.
It's a big ass hole that, you know, you can't see where it goes. It's just, you know, whatever. He just knows that, oh shit, well, this is a no fly zone. I was not supposed to go over it, but big deal. You know, he went over it and, you know, got the person he needed to. And on the way back.
Weren't his controls going wonky too when he flew over it?
Yes, his controls were going weird.
On the airplane, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. Yeah, his controls were going really weird. And so when he was coming back, like, they gave him, they're like, you can absolutely fucking not fly over that. You know, so he did divert, like, at that point, but, like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
You know? And he was like, yeah, it's complete, like, absolute no-fly zone. You cannot go over this. And then there was another guy, I believe he was a Navy SEAL, but none of these guys, you know, they're all whistleblowers. So all of these people that I've, you know, I watched these, you know, witnessed accounts, it was either, you know, their voices were doctored, their names were, you know, whatever. And so there was also times where, you know, they would take either these flights or, and they would see these big, you know, they would see like four or five of these like discs flying, and they would be in a cluster, and then they would fly like real quickly to another area, and then real quickly they'd fly to another area, and real quickly they'd fly to another area. And then they would just, he said, that wasn't just a one-time thing. Like, we saw that multiple times when I was there.
Yeah, that's insane. Like, you just get used to it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, the aliens.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
flying around the mountains.
Like, what? Wait, what?
Hold on.
Hold on. Step back. But, yeah, I mean, the thing with that one, too, with, like, the guy flying over and stuff like that, like, I feel like if they would have just, if they would have just kind of like left it alone a little bit, you know, like it would have been so much less suspicious.
Absolutely.
You know,
like,
what
the
I mean?
Guy wouldn't feel the need to like be a whistleblower on whatever this is, you know?
Yeah.
He might just have been like I would just be under the assumption like, ooh, maybe like the ground is like caving in there.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you like, know what
it's,
I mean? Like,
it's fucking Antarctica.
Like, yeah, or if there's like a big cavern or something, which it probably is, but that's where my brain would be left.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a cavern.
And then you get back and like, you know, be like, oh, dude, I saw this fucking giant hole. It's like, oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Maybe
like,
people go spelunking down it. I don't know.
It's like, oh, yeah, totally. And then that's it.
Yeah.
Like, you probably could have just brushed it off like that.
Or just be like, yeah, you know.
But this fact that it's like, no, there's like, no. You're like, you don't do that. Like,
don't talk about it.
Scientific like anomalies that happen and your plane could crash.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, they need to get some people in the fucking government who know how to, like, brush it off a little bit.
But
that, you know?
Didn't you say, like,
be aloof?
Didn't you say when that plane, when he got back after flying over it, like, there was, like, dudes in suits there in, like, the research station? Like Washington, D.C. type dudes?
Yes. Yeah, they were, like, not from there. Like, they were so from... Like,
where do they show up from? You know, that's weird as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
They're in the middle of freaking Antarctica.
Yeah, it's like you just got
these... guys in suits, like, from Washington are there.
Yeah. It's like you got these dudes on standby. Like, what the fuck?
Like, you they teleported. I want to teleport.
Yeah, I kind of want to. Well, I saw the fly. I don't know if I want to teleport, but.
And they worked out the kinks by now.
Yeah, I think it worked. Yeah, that was back. Yeah. I mean, the OG was in the 50s. So, like, yeah, they should have that working pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we can't teleport inorganic matter. You know, like a case of freaking iced tea. Like, I don't understand why we can't teleport that, like, from one spot to another. I don't know.
Like, just teleport, like, Baja Blast.
Yeah. Yeah, you just, like, order, like, you order it on your phone. Like, you order shit off Amazon. And all of a sudden,
like, yeah, that I can't get here, like, Chicago pizza.
Yeah, exactly. And if, like, oh, it merges with a fly, I don't know, like, and becomes, like, a fly pizza, like, you just kill it really quick. Yeah, it'd be gnarly.
Keep your shotgun on hand in case, like, when you open that door, it's, like,
just in
case. Mutated pizza fly, and you gotta blow it to hell.
Yeah, I mean, if you left your windows open that day.
A mutated pizza fly.
If you left your windows open that day, like, yeah, just maybe be prepared. But, oh, I don't get that. Like, I wish we should be able to fucking teleport that by now. Sorry, the random thing. It's just
done. In like 10 years, Uber Eats is going to have like, here, get your Uber Eats box and you can get fucking some ramen from Japan right now.
Yeah, there you go.
With some sushi. My God. Yeah.
I would totally fucking get
that. That'd be insane.
Yeah, I would 100% get that.
But then, like, where would you know? Like, yeah, you're like hoping it teleports like not on you, or like not like it doesn't like. I wonder what would happen if something like accidentally teleports like where you're standing.
I feel like they would like give you something. You would have like the receiver.
Yeah, I'm picturing your little mini fridge right there, and
yeah.
Like that's like
and like
where it'll appear, and you just open it up, and it'll be like. Oh. Here we go. Yeah, I got my ramen.
All of a sudden, it'd be like a flash of light, you know? It's like, one of those, and then it's like, oh, nice, my ramen.
Ooh, my poutine from Montreal.
Yeah, see, there you go. That'd be awesome.
It'd be freaking awesome.
That'd be fantastic. Nice. Do you have any other whistleblower guys?
Not that we're like as cool as that one.
Okay.
Like, I think I'm probably cool. Done with those whistleblowers. But they, yeah, like it was just, I loved the story of the fucking hole.
Yeah.
And then like I was trying to Google like you know, Google Earth, because there was a lot of people back in the day, or you know, that, you know, if you Google Earth Antarctica, or you Google Earth, you know, because you want to try to see it, because in theory you'd be able to see it, right? You know,
think. True. The satellite's up there, so
yeah, yeah. And you know, it's not like it's too windy, or it's in the satellite is in space, that shouldn't stop you from being able to capture things. Mm-hmm. And there was people who saw this one picture that looked like a crashed, like disc, like a crashed like spaceship or something of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And because they didn't know what it was just kind of like this very straight, you know, this very straight line ending with a little,
like you skated a little bit and then crashed into the side pretty much.
Yeah. So there was some debates on what the hell was that.
You know, I got a question about these fucking aliens. These aliens are so goddamn smart. How come they keep crashing their fucking ships all over the place? You got that one. You got Roswell. Like, they're always fucking crashing.
But if there's so many of them, well, and I think some of them could be like a long time ago. Like they could have crashed a long time ago, you know, but yeah. I mean, it's just like people in car accidents. I don't know. Like,
yeah, but I don't know. They're supposed to be so fucking smart and so much better than us.
There might be some, there might be a lot of, there, I don't know. There might be a lot of discs, and there's just, we just see a couple of them.
A lot of discs, man.
A lot of discs.
Nice.
I don't know.
All right.
Like, there's even a this is not Antarctica. I forget what. There's this somewhere in, I don't know, but there's just this hole, like just like kind of like there's a hole like in the side of a mountain that's literally like shaped, like perfect for a disc.
Really?
Yeah. People don't like. Yeah, it's really freaking awesome.
Nice. That's cool. All right.
We know so little about this Earth. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, we really do.
Or at least the laymen do, like us.
Yeah. I mean, like, I kind of remember Earth science, but not really. Not really. Like, if you put me in Jeopardy right now, like, I would totally lose. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I might get, like, the 100 question, but that's it. But yeah. All right. So, you guys ready to talk about, I guess, the capital?
Yeah.
Of the inner Earth. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see what this is all about.
Yeah. Okay. So, one of the most popular, I guess you could call it a kingdom that's said to exist inside the Earth is called Agartha. This is basically a like a Tibetan kind of theory, and basically it's Agartha and Shambhala is kind of like, it's got, those are kind of like interchangeable basically. So if you remember the Three Dog Night song,
there's light,
yeah, shine. That's what I'm saying, dude. Yeah, so like that song's
every
fucking
time
sweet.
I read that, I love that song.
Yeah, that song's fucking great. So yeah, but this is basically the most popular legend, I suppose. But it's apparently it's ruled by a powerful figure that is called the King of the World. Like, just like fucking Leo on that stupid boat.
It's, you know, Leo DiCaprio? Like,
yeah.
He's apparently the king of the he's the king of inner Earth, man.
He's the king of upper Earth and lower Earth at the same time. Like, son of a bitch. But yeah. But apparently he also kind of supposedly secretly influences things up here as well. So, like, there is some form of persuasion going on from the inner Earth people and the King of the World, who just kind of rules from the shadows, I suppose. But yeah, so I mean, but it's supposed to just be this utopian society, and they have all this advanced technology. They got flying vehicles. This is where the discs come in. Yeah, all the flying saucers and stuff like that. Like, they've mastered that. So, like, everybody's cool. Everybody's happy. It's just like the best place ever. So, but I guess the concept was originated in the 19th century. It was actually introduced by a French writer in 1873 who first mentioned
name.
It.
Say his name.
Louis Jacolit.
I'll take it.
I thought that was pretty close, actually.
That could be.
Y'all. So.
I don't know what else it would be.
I don't know how this shit got to be a Tibetan thing when it started with a Frenchie.
That's kind of confusing. Well, it was popularized by him.
No, yeah. I mean, I think they've been believing in that for thousands of years. It's like a tenet of like Buddhism and.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. But yeah, so. Also, apparently, back to these fucking guys. Apparently, this was also a place that the Nazis fucking looked for in World War II. Because they're always trying to find goofy shit like that.
Fuck Nazis.
I know.
Own everything.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do.
You see one, you gotta kill it. They will multiply.
They will fucking multiply. Exactly. But at the same point, you know, all right, here, common plea. Can we just stop, like, throwing around that fucking term, too? It's fucking nothing. What? Like, anytime somebody does something, like, the littlest fucking thing, you're a fucking Nazi, blah, 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 blah. Like, can we stop calling each other fucking Nazis, please? It's fucking stupid.
I don't really
stupid.
Hear that.
It's a lot.
Do people, you hear yeah, people it's a, call it's each a lot other
from
Nazis
the left,
a lot?
From the left to the right. Anytime somebody does something, like the whole, like, Sydney Sweeney bullshit.
Oh, I heard about that. That is stupid.
It's Nazi stupid. Propaganda, even though.
Bullshit.
Yeah, the CEO of American Eagle is Jewish, so they're probably not what he fucking means. No. So fucking dumb.
Okay, but like, I know what you're saying now.
Every little,
like, on a day-to-day.
Yeah, me too. Thing I was like, I kind of don't hear that.
Basis.
Yeah, every little, like, anytime.
I heard about that thing. Controversy. That is stupid
it's
as hell.
So stupid. Give me a break. Shut the fuck up.
Fucking jeans ad.
Exactly. But yeah, it's so fucking dumb. But yeah, so back to Agartha, which doesn't do stupid things like that. I guess they mastered a universal energy called Vril, which I imagine is how they power the city. They use it in their vehicles. Like, it's...
That's what I was trying to say before. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah Vril.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Yeah. But yeah, like, they got that. They got artificial suns, you know, that kind of thing. The transit systems are supposed to be really good. Bunch of interconnected tunnels so you could get anywhere quickly. I mean,
great public transit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like I said, they got fucking flying cars and shit. So yeah, this place sounds pretty sweet. Like, sounds pretty fucking awesome. But yeah, so
what
I mean,
what kind of, like, beings do you think live down there? Do you think there's, like, different races or, like, different?
Probably crab people.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah,
are there, okay, like, people. Is it Greys living with, like, those, like, Nordic aliens, and then, like, the mantis people living
there? I don't
there,
think
like,
that
girl, like, he didn't describe. What did he describe?
It's not Dolce base.
He just said he called him the master. Like, I wish he described what he looked like.
Yeah, I wish. Because, I mean, what was Brinkley? Like, he's just like, they're really, like, beings of light, almost.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Is what he was
yeah.
saying.
There's nothing really to them, not, like, physically. More of just, like, a presence and a light.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't know. Like, I
mean, I kind of get that, like, a little bit especially from Bird's thing, talking to the master and stuff like that. Like, I kind of get a similar vibe. Like, even though I never saw anything, like, I imagine that's kind of what it would
be. It does.
Be.
I mean, seeing as how he didn't describe any, like,
actual... Like, okay, look.
I pictured more of, like, an actual, like, a being of some sort, because if you're just like like, why do you need a disc to fly? I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it was a being of some sort. Like, I can't imagine it. Just
right. If you're just like a being of light, why do you need a vehicle? Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a good question.
Do you also have like a being of like light dog? Shadow?
They have mammoth.
Yeah. I mean, dude, sometimes you just don't want to walk. I don't know. But at the same point, like, if I'm a fucking admiral and you want me to call you fucking the master, you better be made out of light.
Yeah. Like, well, did he say, call me master, or did he just, like, I guess this was the master? Like, I don't know.
I mean, he probably was like, I'm the master. Like, if he probably said something gay like that, you know? Like, it's like, I am the master. Like, okay, dude. But, you know, like I said, if a being of made of light said that to me, I'd be like, okay, I'm listening. Like, I'm not immediately being like, ah, fuck you. You know, like, if some dude who looked like me, you know, walked up and was like, I'm the master, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Like, come on. Like, I know I just flew into this magic underground city, but get the fuck out of here.
Master of what?
Yeah. The master shouldn't look like Kevin James, okay? Like, I don't know. I just pulled that name out of the top of my head. But, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I feel like master should look like the rat from Ninja Turtles.
Splinter?
Yeah, Splinter.
Now, yeah, if it was a giant rat, I'd be like, okay. Yeah, if a giant rat...
what you got to say.
Yeah, exactly. I'm listening, because you speak English for some reason. But yeah, so I mean, like, that's, you know, that's Agartha. Yeah, it's basically just the most popular, you know, sedan there.
Did they say, like, because awesome. I didn't look up too much of Agartha.
Yeah.
Did it say, like, where it's at, or did they just talk about the idea of it?
It's in the earth.
It's in there somewhere.
Okay, so yeah. It's not like, so that's all they say. So it's inside.
Yeah, it's
the earth.
It's
not like,
inner earth.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, under the Himalayas. Like,
yeah, it's a, within. No, the earth, it's, yeah, just inner. It's an inner earth, you know, kingdom. Theory. So, okay. Yeah. So we got that. Okay. Yeah, we got one more little thing, but. People living in the earth. Well, not people. But, yeah, we got to talk about the reptilians for a second. Like, yeah,
that's kind of where I was, like, going with...
This is the classic.
What kind of things are down there? But, yes.
I did say crab people, but I kind of knew what you were,
the, like, reptilians, saying. But yeah. Then, like, I don't know. Are they part of... Is there all these other races? You know, it's crazy.
I mean, possibly. Okay,
for those who don't know, what is the reptilian people?
I mean, they're exactly that. They're reptilian people. Like, you're basically
like a lizard man.
Like, okay, have you ever seen the lizard from Spider-Man? It's kind of like that.
Which Spider-Man? There's so many Spider-Man.
Any of
though.
Them? Any of them? Like, okay, the Amazing Spider-Man. I'll say the one with Garfield. Yeah, like, yeah, he's. That's what the reptilians kind of look like. Okay. They're just like lizard people, basically. They're just like giant lizard people. Or like, you know, it's probably closer to
the
cartoon.
Is that
the
same as a shapeshifter?
No, because they're just lizard people. They don't shapeshift
part
into
lizard,
like people.
Part man. Not part man. Just all lizard. No, just all lizard. Like a man.
But, you know, they walk upright and, you know. No, I've kind of hands. I think they have thumbs. I'm not sure about the thumbs. Oh.
Claws, maybe.
Yeah, probably claws. They probably got lizard claws and stuff like that. So
God, you have to have thumbs. If you didn't have thumbs, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You gotta have thumbs.
Yeah, I'm sure they have thumbs.
But are they cold-blooded, too?
I think so. Yeah, I believe they are. But with the inner earth, you know, being warm, now they're fine.
There's the inner sun, yeah. Too.
Yeah, fucking, you know, it's the shit that fucking David Icke is always talking about, you know?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know who David Icke is, he's a former soccer player who now thinks that reptilians live in the inner earth, basically. He's a fun guy. He's all right. But yeah, I mean, that's basically it. Like, I mean, that's... Another train of thought, like instead of Agartha or the Master or everything, it's believed that, you know, reptilians live in the inner earth. And from there, they influence world events and governments and things like that. So.
Yeah, don't some people think like they, like child trafficking, like as a form, like taking children because they like to eat children and like they're pacified. I have heard this before. But
damn, I did not know that they.
Oh, we gotta like get the kids to appease the reptilian people because that's what they like to eat.
Oh my god, it's terrifying!
It's awful.
Fuck that, dude.
Oh my god. Well, that would be. Now I'm scared. Yeah. I was excited, and now I'm scared.
Damn, dude. Yeah, reptilians fucking suck, man.
Why not adults, like the ones from the prisons? They have more meat on them. Come on.
Well, veal's more expensive than...
That's disgusting. Stop it. I fucking hate you.
I'm just saying. There's a reason veal's more expensive. So
that is... It's because it's terrifying. Fucking delicious. That's terrifying.
So, yeah.
The tough old rooster.
Yeah.
Cornish hen.
Exactly. That's all I'm saying, dude. You don't want to eat something that's too old. But yeah, that's just one of the, you know, one of the last theories with, you know, what's inside the earth besides, you know, the crust and the inner core and the outer core and all that stuff. So
yeah, it just seems like so many layers, sort of like perhaps these like lizards could live in like cavern, but then like in the Agartha, you could have, you know, God knows, it's a whole different thing. And then like there might be somewhere where there is a Bigfoot and a dog man skipping through the meadows, or like,
yeah,
I God mean, knows with,
I mean, then, there's enough space for all of it, honestly. Yeah. Like,
and then like Earth's the gray aliens or like the long ones, like,
yeah,
there's flying saucer, there's like this whole thing like can connect to like seriously everything you could care to talk about.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's all back into this Hollow Earth thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what better place for these discs to hide in than inner Earth?
And do you hear about how many times, like, you hear about the, like, unidentified submergible objects?
Yes. Yeah. Like the Tic Tacs.
Yes. So like the UFO, like coming out of the water, you know, like,
or flying down into it. Yeah.
Well, or going into it. Yeah.
We know more about like the space around us, like in space, than we do our own oceans.
Oh, yeah. We know more about the moon.
Yeah.
Than about the ocean.
It's like, what if those moon, people down there, like, put just that up as like a whole distraction for everybody, so we're like looking up when in reality like everything's going down within.
I mean, really, it's, like, there's
actually
be,
nothing there.
There could be all other, like, you know, there could be other entrance points in the ocean. A lot of you, you know, those, like I said, those Tic Tac looking things, you know, or things that would just like dip into the ocean. You know, it doesn't have to just be. I mean, do I think there's a huge something hidden in Antarctica? I absolutely do. It's like the perfect place because nobody's down there except for researchers. Like, the weather's terrible. Like, it is the perfect place. Both poles are the perfect place, but also another perfect place, the depths of the ocean. We do not go there.
We can't go there.
Yeah, we can.
We can't. So
look at the fucking submersible.
Like, yeah. The Titan.
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah.
So, I mean, I do think there's more than, or I do think there is the, you know, potential for lots of different entrances, you know, to this.
Absolutely. I mean, why would you just have the two as well?
Well, exactly.
Like,
you can't. You have to have, you know, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just so awesome to think about.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think about how best to describe it in my head. How I think of it in my head is, like, you know, said the Hollow Earth, like, you know how, like, your a cranium itself has, like, sinus cavities?
You know?
Like, I kind of think of it as like that. Okay. Like, you know, there's certain, like, you know, you got, like, multiple sinus cavities and, you know, that's how I picture it. I mean,
different access points.
Yeah.
But think about, like, even to go more into, like, what else is down in there. You know, Bigfoot and stuff is seen a lot of times around mountainous areas. So, like, and if mountains have, like, the access points, perhaps they could come out of them. Or, like, even in rare instances, if you try to look up stuff, you can hear about, like, these mountain giants.
Have
you ever heard that? I can't find a Handar. I think I'm saying that wrong.
I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That story with those soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan, it was.
Yeah.
Where even the local people, like, would sometimes, like, I think they warned the soldiers not to go over to this mountain range because, like, no one goes there. It's where, like, the giants live. Mm-hmm. Like, every once in a while, they'll go, like, chain a goat up over there, just like...
like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, yeah, like Jurassic Park. But
it doesn't want to be fed, it wants to hunt.
These soldiers went over there, and a mountain did... or a giant came out of the fucking mountain with, like, a club or something.
Where was this? Did that one more...
In Afghanistan, Kandahar, yeah. Kandahar giant, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, a group of, like, Navy SEALs, like, just blew this motherfucker away. And
that's amazing.
Like, it just went on, you know, it was basically, you guys never talk about this again type of thing, but then there was a whistleblower situation.
Yeah.
No.
There was I wish this person could tell me all about their job. But so there's an individual who I hung out with multiple times. They are the friend of a friend. And so, you know, anytime I'd hang out with this friend, you know, a lot of times this person would be there, and they are very high up in the Department of Defense.
Oh, wow.
And they were very, their job, you could just tell, like, it was, like, they could not say hardly anything about their job. But it makes me wonder, because this is something for me, I would think, like, if you are very, very high in the Department of Defense, I feel like this is stuff that you would know about.
Yo, I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And
how do you just go hang out with, like, normal people when you have a job like that?
Well, and this person in particular, like, you know, because, you know, they would talk about, you know, lots of different tons of different things. But, like, when it came to their job, I mean, they could not say, they were so good at not saying anything because they can't. But can you imagine having a job like that where you have to, like, I don't know that I could have a job like that where I have to, I mean, I guess as a nurse, I mean, there's, like, HIPAA and stuff. So I don't, like, you know, but to me, like, this is, like, so I can't really talk about that. But, like, something like this, like, that you can't talk about, like, I feel like this is, like, this is something that you would need, like, one person to vent about, like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, I, you know, because this, I mean, this person was so high in the fact that, like, I think every, what was it? Like, once every 10 years or something, they were, their whole life is like they go through another security clearance that takes like a year. And they are just, everything about their life is just like, and I remember hanging out with them like during this time, and they had to be like, I have to be very like careful with anything because I am, this is my security clearance window. And it was like, it was amazing, but they were really good at their job because they didn't say one thing.
Yeah. God, I wouldn't even want to feel like that. If you like,
the only thing I knew about them was that they were high in Department of Defense, and that was that. And, you know, we would talk about everything else, you know, except their job. And it's like, oh God, I can't imagine the stress that is in your brain that you cannot vent.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to other people. You know? Like, you're all alone.
Like, are you even supposed to, like, work chat or gossip about it at work with, like, the people you work with?
Yeah.
You'd be like, you hear that shit about that giant dude that they killed over in Afghanistan? That's insane. You'd be like, shut the fuck up. You're not even supposed to talk to me about that.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn.
Yeah. But it was cool to even meet somebody like that, you know, and just to see how they live, you know, and just to see, like, and how, you know, how they live and, you know, what they can say, which is nothing, you know, and what they internalize.
Yeah, I would just think, like, their phone is, like, constantly recording everything, which all of us probably are, too, but especially theirs.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, so I just thought of this person, like, all the way through this, because I'm like, oh, my God, this is something that they know. They know this stuff. They know the truth.
That's wild.
Mm-hmm.
We should
corner this person and get them to tell us everything that they know.
Yeah, man, they're probably trained to put up with torture and shit.
No way, man. I wouldn't do that to them. No way.
All right, tell me who it is off camera. I'll go do it to him.
I just want to fucking know, dude. Like, I just want to know.
Like, I want the confirmation. Like,
I think it was Dustin that said, like, he heard, like, either on TV or something, there was something saying from a higher up in, I don't know if it was in the military or something. He said, if people knew the truth, they would not be able to handle it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
They would not be able to handle it. And I was like, I'm able to handle it. Tell me.
Yeah, don't.
Unless you think the Earth is going to be killed in a year, then maybe I don't want to know.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, if a meteor is going to hit the Earth in 6 months, don't tell me. But other than that, I want to know.
Fuck that. Tell me now so I can fucking, like, quit my job immediately.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Fuck that. Like, I don't want to work on the day the Earth blows up. Like, that's get true. The fuck out of here, dude. That's true. That's not that's cool. True.
But yeah, no, this Hollow Earth thing, we can just, you can go just in any which way with tangents, with, you know.
Fucking direction.
Just look in, Google Maps stuff, Google Earth stuff. I mean.
I would dare anybody to pick up just one. Just say one random weird ass subject, and I'll bet you it's like a 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon thing. Like, you're gonna get back to inner Earth, like
so. Oh yeah, probably quicker than 6 degrees. You could honestly make
that, probably in like 3 moves.
Yeah. Yeah, man. All right. Well. Let's get to the fuddy-duddy part, I guess. So, reasons why science disagrees with the hollow or inner Earth theory. Yeah, I know. Let's get to the Debbie Downers here.
Well, I disagree with hollow Earth. It's inner Earth, man. We got to keep it with the inner Earth.
But yes, inner Earth. But, okay, so apparently there's been seismic wave studies. Earthquakes produce seismic waves that travel through the Earth and are recorded worldwide. Everybody knows that. And the patterns of these waves indicate a layered structure: solid crust, mantle, liquid core, solid inner core. And if the Earth was, hollow or inner, the waves would look differently. So,
okay.
I guess that makes sense. When you're looking at the readout of, like, the waves and stuff like that, it points to those layers. So, that makes sense. So, we've got gravity measurements. So, I guess the gravitational pull is consistent with a solid sphere having a dense core. The average density of Earth, which is about 5.5 grams per centimeter cubed, is much higher than surface rocks, which is about 2.7. If the Earth was hollow or had a bunch of empty space in it, the density would be lower than the surface rocks, which contradicts it.
Okay. I don't think it's fully hollow, so, I mean, they could be right, yeah.
Yeah, they could be, yeah. At the same point, I mean, like, the more mass you have, like, the more gravity you have, too.
Yeah,
that's just how that fucking works. It's just, honestly, besides, like, a bunch of hearsay, too, like, there's no, well, you possibly might have that crash on, the Google Earth as well. But, like, there's really not a lot of evidence outside of testimony.
Well, there are. So the one thing about Antarctica is it's still an anomaly. They don't know why, but they're detecting some sort of, like, radio waves.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Yeah. What's up with that?
So, well, they don't really even know. They just know that it was found that there was, like, I heard the term cosmic rays, and then I'd heard the term radio waves. So I don't really know, but radio waves were detected below the surface of the ice.
Okay.
They don't really know why. Like,
yeah, and there's no, I mean, like, I would imagine that there's no reason for them to be there. You know, like, how?
No.
How?
No, they're,
especially if it was radio waves, like, where the fuck are those coming from?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
Whatever it is, like, they can't, they can't explain why it's there.
Yeah, that is weird.
I mean, at least I have this on, this is at Penn State University.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe the government knows why it's there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they do.
You know, but.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But we sure as heck don't.
Did you guys hear about what happened to Admiral Byrd's son, though?
No, what?
Didn't he die under mysterious circumstances as well?
His dad's, like, biggest champion, and, like, I think he just, like, always talked about, like, I think he's the one who released the secret journal, and he, like, perpetuated it, like, the idea of it.
Yeah, I think he was the one who found it, yeah.
Yeah, and all I know is that when he was, like, 68, he went to a train station or some transportation thing, said goodbye to his wife, he was going to go, you know, just somewhere not far down the East Coast to give a speech or to accept an award or something. Then, like, 2 weeks later, he was found, like, disheveled and dirty, wearing one shoe, dead in some random-ass warehouse. And, like, I think it's, like, some train, like, cop, like, at a train yard had chased him and some homeless guy away. Like, right before, you know, a little bit before he was found dead, and said, like, he was, like, this, I mean, could be bullshit, too, though. All I know is that's the story. Some homeless guy and him are hanging out with a brown bag in it and got chased away from, like, a train yard bulldog, like, the guard.
Yeah.
And a couple days later, they found him dead in a warehouse, like, all, like, homeless and shit. This was 2 weeks after he left, like, in a suit to go collect some award.
Yeah, or I was going to say,
like, one or the other. And then, like, it was just said, like, he died from starvation and dehydration because his dementia was so bad. But if he had dementia so bad, his wife wouldn't let him go onto a train or whatever to do that this on his
sense.
Own.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
If he had dementia that bad, he wouldn't go alone, and if he did go, he would, you know, be accompanied.
Yeah.
So that makes no sense
whatsoever. Yeah, it would make more sense to be like, hey, he fell off the wagon pretty hard. You know, like, sure, something like that would make more sense than, oh, yeah, he had dementia.
And he fell off the wagon really hard.
Yeah, dude, there's falling off the wagon.
Shouldn't let him go by himself. Off
the wagon, like, holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I just thought that was weird and shady as fuck.
Yeah, dude. That is really shady.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
Wow. But, this is one that I'm going to continue to research just for the heck
just
of it.
Just for fun.
Yeah. Any other subject we do is, for it's me, just I'm gonna keep, like, going to come back right. And think of this too.
Every subject we do from now on, Amanda, I want you to connect it to fucking Inner Earth.
Yeah.
Find some
Friday
kind
the 13th,
of.
Inner Earth.
Find some kind of connection to Inner Earth.
I mean, it's just so, I mean, parts, I mean, there's no way that parts of this are not true. No way. Parts of it,
it's,
I mean, is
crazy. It,
I mean,
is
it's just,
insane.
It is insane. It's so, I don't know. I love thinking about it just because I think it's true.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, that's one of the reasons why it's still being talked about to this day. Because, you know, one, you know, you could fit it into anything. And, you know, two, it's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I mean, just the testimony from, you know, supposedly from Byrd, like, that guy was legit.
Yeah.
He was 100% legit.
Fucking legit.
Like,
so.
I totally, like, just listening to that, and I go, 100% believe this guy. Yeah. 100%.
I trust his testimony a lot more than like random person on the street.
But also, if you think about it,
David Icke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you fly into the fucking hole? No, you didn't.
So both of the guys, so the admiral and this whistleblower guy, even though they happened so many different years of, you know, so long apart, like, remember, they both had issues with, like, it always fucked the plane dials, like the plane gauges and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they never crashed, but, you
know, things got weird.
Those guys didn't know each other. They were, you know, many, many, many years apart from each other.
The same shit happens when they fly over, like, the Bermuda Triangle, too, they say.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like,
there's something about that, too.
Is there opening in the water under there?
Yeah, there's some shit that happens there, too.
We'll do an episode on that at some point.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about Bermuda Triangle.
Maybe next. You guys want to do it next?
We can.
I mean, why not?
I was thinking maybe we could decompress with a movie. I'm down.
We decompress with a movie and then go back.
All right. We'll decompress with a movie next time and then Bermuda Triangle. Yeah, we'll do that.
To be determined.
Yeah, to be determined. Don't know what the movie is yet, but yeah, we'll do that.
Actually, we had that week off on this because there was so much to this goddamn thing.
It's just fucking nuts. It was fucking nuts. But yeah, I mean, it's a fun one. That's another reason why I think it persists as well. Like, it's the idea of like a crazy advanced crystal city in the middle of the earth is awesome.
Yeah.
Sometimes I love the thought. It blows my mind. I love the thought that like us as humans, I love the thought of if we knew the truth, we wouldn't be able to handle it. I don't know. It's both terrifying and like, I'm so intrigued
it's like, just fucking tell me. Like
I'm so intrigued because like my brain, like our brains, humans, you know, we're just like the capacity to even think of something like I said, so many people have like poo-pooed aliens for so long and you know, dude, what if we're the fucking aliens? What if they were here for so many years? You know? We're the young, dumb beings.
We're the experiment.
Well, then there is that one theory with the Greys that the Greys are us from the future.
Yeah.
there is that one theory, which is fucking weird. But yeah, I mean, that's for right now on Hollow Earth, that's pretty much all I got. This one was intense. Like I said, it made my brain hurt.
We could do just a podcast like a full podcast. I mean, just like that's all we talked about. This type of stuff.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
If we compartmentalized episodes, like some podcasts do, like seasons, we're talking to like a 22 episode season.
If we start talking, I mean, we could talk about the fucking pyramids, the stuff under the pyramids, the hidden pyramid in Alaska that I just read about, which is awesome.
Who the fuck put that there?
Like, one in Alaska, I have to check that out.
Yeah,
because Alaska has a triangle too.
Yeah, I love like this is like my favorite conspiracy theory because I believe a lot of it. Like I just
nice, but but yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I got. What's Kyle? Do you have any more final thoughts on the inner Earth?
Man, I don't know what to think about this. I mean, a lot of it, I'll tell you what, I want to believe, that's for sure. But I do for many things. I don't have, I try to keep a pretty open mind when it comes to just about anything like that. And I really love this because it truly ties in almost any weird, like, earthly phenomenon or, you know, anything like that. Potentially be explained away through this whole inner earth thing, and to me that is wild.
Yeah,
and I think I will be any other weird shit I read about, I will in my head be connecting it back to this for as long as I live. Yeah. So thank you. This was Amanda's suggestion, and I didn't know much about it. I was all for it, but looking into this was like diving down a freaking South Pole. Like, not even a rabbit hole, dude. It was insane.
I know. It is.
And I feel like I still only scratched the surface on this.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. You can research this so much.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I agree with you. I believe this definitely. There's definitely, you know, if it's not a quote inner earth, like there are like bases. These, whatever this is, they have like, you know, I don't think they're just military bases. Like, I think that there is.
Oh, yeah. Or scientific labs.
Like, I think that the military and the government know about it, but it's not just military bases. Like, to me, I think they are UFO bases. Like, clearly, it's something that has way more intelligence than we do. So I think it's like just a higher intelligence beings or whatever it is that whatever it is, that intelligence is located within these, you know, areas, whether they're bases, yeah, their caverns, their tunnel, you and know,
like,
that's all.
Is that what like the Roswell thing is? Like, is that why you can't go over that too? Is that like an access point for them? Like, I haven't watched that Netflix thing, like the storm, the Roswell. Remember when people were going to do that? I want to check that out.
Okay.
Like, what would have happened to those people if they truly did that?
They probably would have just they would have disappeared. You probably wouldn't know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched that. But to me, the thing that's so weird, like, I can't think, because this, whatever this is, like, has such far advancements than we would ever know. It's funny to see, like, back in, like, you know, in Admiral Byrd's time in, like, the 30s and 40s, that this intelligence, like, was back, like, you know, back in, because it's hard for me to think of, like, that high intelligence back then.
Yeah, in, like, 1946.
But it has nothing to do with us, but, like, to somebody that had so much even less, I don't want to say less than they were intelligent, but less technology then. To see that. Can you even imagine what they thought?
Oh, yeah.
Like, holy shit, they're just freaking understanding airplanes, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, and all of a sudden,
this guy flying in like a freaking World War II freaking dual engine biplane, and they're like, this guy's got balls.
Yeah, I know.
Pull him in.
Like, I feel like
there's no way he can handle this in his stupid arcade plane. Just bring him in.
But for them, that's the technology we have. So it's probably like high tech.
Yeah.
You know, for them. Like for me now, like even like thinking of that technology like blows my mind. But being their shoes, being the Admiral's shoes, like all of a sudden they go thinking they have, you know, with what they had, their quote high tech, whatever, and then they see that kind of stuff. Like, how do you react with that?
That'd be like if you rolled up in a Model T now. Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's my car. This is what I think all cars are. And then you just see.
No, not even. That's like if you roll up in a fucking Flintstones.
Yeah, there you go.
You're just walking.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Like foot power.
Yeah.
We're talking.
It's fucking ridiculous. Thousands.
I mean, that's. Oh. That's insane.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
It is insane. But anyways, I believe a lot of it, and I'm so interested into it.
I want somebody to go up and, like, remember when that dude did that, like, almost that space jump where he was on the edge of the atmosphere and he jumped off and parachuted?
Yeah.
Somebody needs to do that in a plane, get some, like, crazy bastard that's willing to jump out of a parachute again that high. Do it over that.
Just fall in the hole.
Pull it like when you get to ground level, so it's just like too late for like the military won't even like detect you're there. You're probably traveling it. How fast is that guy doing? Like fucking like 10,000 miles an hour.
Dude, he would smack against the fucking sides of the fucking shit like so much. So you just want somebody to kill themselves, basically, is what you're saying.
No, because then the people inside, just like Captain Byrd or Admiral Byrd, they'd be like, this guy's got balls, let's bring him in.
Well, just to be safe, let's throw a GoPro on him or something like that and just kind of hope for the best.
Yeah. Well, his life. Well,
then you could just throw a GoPro just down.
He lands in a tree.
Is that a person?
Like, no, I want to make sure it gets there.
Holy shit, it's real. It's real. And he just gets like...
Then you never see it again.
He just gets eaten by a T-Rex. And it's over.
Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely an interesting one, and one that, yeah, I'll definitely periodically check into. I mean, it's in my YouTube feed and stuff like that, so every once in a while I can definitely see myself clicking on a new Inner Earth video in the future. Yeah, I mean, it's like I told you when you guys had got here. It's like, usually, you know, we do one of these. I've got like a freaking, you know, PDF file just in notes on the subject. Yeah, this one needed its own damn folder. I've got like 7 freaking pages open of like yeah, different shit for this one. Like, that's, it was insane. But
it yeah, was, it and was there a could fun be one more too.
Oh yeah, we could definitely do a part 2 if we wanted to.
It could have a whole, like, you know, subject of its own.
Absolutely. But yeah, so what does everybody think about this one? I mean, do you think it's plausible?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like,
yeah, they're guarding something, so yeah. I mean, I'd say that's plausible.
All right, cool. Well, yeah, everybody out there listening and everything, also let us know what you think about this. You know, is there crystal cities in the center of the earth, or is it just filled with, you know, magma?
Liquid hot
magma. Yeah, so yeah, just let us know below, or hit us up on X or Instagram. And I suppose until next time, I'm Kevin.
Until then, Kyle.
I'm Amanda.
Peace out.
Bye.
Peace.